Sons Ministries, bringing nations into sonship.
Let's go down to verses 17 and 19. Thus God, determining to show more abundantly to the heirs of the promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath that by two immutable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we might have strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold of the hope set before us. This hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which enters the presence behind the veil. Now, God, determining to show more abundantly to the heirs of the promise the immutability of his counsel. God is faithful. God does not change. God does not change. He was determined to show his immutability. He was determined to show his faithfulness towards men. Can you see that? The immutability of his counsel. When God has spoken a word, it doesn't change his word. When God has given a promise, God will not change his promise. The word of God cannot change, saints. The word of God is forever. Everything will pass away, but not the word of God. If we know that, and this is how things are, we really need to be more serious, pay more serious attention towards the word of God. Because what God has promised is immutable. What God has promised, it cannot be changed. God's counsel is immutable. And he says, God determining to show, God wants us to know. God wants us to know his faithfulness towards us. God determining to show more abundantly. Can you see that? Now, God wants us to know how faithful he is towards us. Oh, glory to Jesus. And he says, he confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things in which it's impossible for God to lie. You are faithful when you can't lie. You are faithful when it's impossible for you to lie. You are not faithful if you will not lie. But you are faithful if you cannot lie. Am I talking to you? You are not necessarily faithful if you will not lie. But you are definitely very faithful if you cannot. God cannot. It's impossible for God to lie. Now, it says God has made an oath. God has made a promise. Now, God made a promise. Now, after God made a promise, he sealed the promise with an oath. And the writer of this book says, God, these are two immutable things. Two immutable things. He says it was enough for God to make the promise. There was no need for God to make the oath. But God determining more abundantly for us to know that God is faithful. God, church. The writer says it was enough for him to make a promise. There was no reason for him to make an oath after he'd made a promise. But because he determined more abundantly for us to know that God is faithful. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, glory to Jesus. Amen. Oh, my God. Now he says, God did this so that we might have a consolation. We may take comfort in the midst of things, in the midst of situations, in this unreliable world, that we may take comfort in the fact that God remains and will always remain faithful towards us. Oh, hallelujah! Oh, glory! Oh, Jesus. When I think about this and I meditate on this, I cannot fear anything. That's why in one area the writer says, what can man do to me? What can mere man do to me when God is so faithful towards me? What can man do to me? It's impossible for such a person who knows the faithfulness of God to be there to fear people. It's impossible for such a person to be there to fear circumstances. It is impossible for such a person to be there to fear anything, because such a person knows how faithful God is towards them. God is faithful, church, that we may take comfort that we might have a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hold of the hope set before us. He says, this hope we have is an anchor of the soul. Our souls are at rest. Our souls are at peace when we know how faithful God is towards us. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You don't need a job to be at peace. You don't need an income to have rest. All you need is the faithfulness of God, to know that God is faithful towards you. I say you don't need a job to be at peace. You don't need a job to have rest. No, all you need and all it takes is for you, is for me, to know that God is faithful towards us. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, glory to the Father. God is faithful, church. If he has promised you anything, believe in his faithfulness. If he has promised you anything, trust in his faithfulness. I'm honest. If God has ever told you what he's called you for, if God has ever told you the purpose of your life, you can bet on the faithfulness of God that it shall come to pass. Oh, glory to the Father. But you see, things don't happen overnight. No. But you can bet on his faithfulness that God is going to bring it to pass. Oh, glory to God. This hope we have is an anchor for our soul. Our souls are anchored. There is no fear for a believer. Because a believer believes in the faithfulness of his God. There is no fear in a believer. Am I talking to somebody? It doesn't matter the economy of your nation. It doesn't matter the economy of the world. It doesn't matter the foreign exchange. It doesn't matter whether companies are downsizing or upsizing staff. There is no fear for a believer. I say it doesn't matter whether companies are upsizing or downsizing their staff complement. It doesn't matter. No, for a believer. Because a believer knows that their employers are not faithful, but God is. Oh, come on, church. Oh, come on, church. If you are in business, you know that your customers are not faithful, but God is. You know your customers are not faithful because some of them are not going to pay you your money. They took your products. They consume your goods. But when they have to pay, they don't pay. Now you know they are not faithful. But even that, it doesn't shake you. No, because a man who believes in the faithfulness of God is unshakable. I say a man who believes in the faithfulness of God is unshakable. Even if relatives can turn their backs on you, it doesn't shake a man who believes in God. Even if your loved ones can turn their backs on you, even if your closest of friends can turn their backs on you. And here's the thing, friends and families, they do turn their backs on us. When you are high and dry, when you've got nothing, my goodness, they don't even want to be identified with you. They deny even ever knowing you in the first place. But there is one who is faithful all the time. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. You see, my friend, people will come and go, but God will always remain the same. Seasons will come and go, but God will always remain the same. Times will come and go, but God will always remain the same. You can marry a person today. You will marry another one the next day until you've married five of them. But God, you cannot change like that. God will not change you like that because God is faithful. God is faithful. It's humbling. I'm human. And this awesome, great God is faithful towards this little tiny blob of flesh, of melanin. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Our faithfulness must first and foremost be to God. Our faith. Now, here's the thing. Let me put it this way. Faith is trusting in the faithfulness of God. That's what faith is. Faith is trust. Faith is trust in the faithfulness of God. Faith is trust in the faithfulness of God. Faith is trust in the faithfulness of God. Faith is not trusting in your own faith. You know, there are people who trust in their own faith. There are people who believe in their own faith. You say, how did this happen? I use my faith. Ah. I use my faith and I got this. I use my faith and this happened. You see, they trust in their own faith. No, that's not faith. The real faith, trust, is trust in the faithfulness of God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, glory to Jesus. Listen, friends, it does not matter how many doors have shut right in front of you. It doesn't matter how many doors have shut in front of your eyes. It doesn't matter the denials and the rejections that you have gotten in life. It doesn't matter the people that told you that you were not good enough. It doesn't matter even the people that you had had an encounter with and you thought of yourself as not being good enough. You see, those people are not faithful towards you, but God is always faithful towards you. Amen. He's always faithful towards you. Someone, a person can promise you heaven and earth today. They will dump you like a hot potato tomorrow. I say a person can promise you heaven and earth today. You know, and everything that is in the heaven, including the moon and the sun and the stars and all the other planets. But tomorrow, they will dump you like a hot, cheap potato. But there is one who will never dump you. There's one who will always be there for you. Oh my goodness, despite your weaknesses, despite your mistakes, oh my God, despite our nonsensicalities, that's my own word, you know. God will always be there. God will not leave you and say, I can't stay with you. I can't put up with you. We are too extreme. I don't like A, B, C, or D. Our differences are irreconcilable. Not God. Not God. Not God. Oh my God. I say, not God, church. Not God. God won't leave you. And citing things for leaving you. No. Ever faithful God. Always faithful God. God is always there for you. When you need him and when you don't need him. Abba sang is. He's always there for you. Not even 24/7. More than that. Hallelujah. 48:14. God is always there. 48:14. Oh, glory to God. Hey, church, God will never promise you and not fulfill. No. God is faithful. God is faithful. Heaven, the heaven of heavens, know that God is faithful. All the beings in heaven, all the beings and creatures in heaven, they know that God is faithful. He does not have to prove himself to them, but he does want to prove himself to us because we are weak. He wants to help us to know that God is faithful. I said to know that God is faithful. Oh, hallelujah. Now, when we know that God is faithful, that means there will be no moment of dullness in our lives. We'll never be crestfallen about anything. We'll never be downcast about anything. Because we know that he's faithful. We know he's faithful. You know, when you know that God is faithful, you know that he will always take care of you. I know that he will always take care of me. No matter what happens, no matter where it happens, no matter when it happens, God will always be there to take good care of me. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. When a woman is pregnant, like we've got pregnant women in this church at this point, even in your hour of travail, you know that hour of travail, when like the ladies lose their mind, they change positions, 100 positions in 1 minute. You know when they don't know what to benzene. God is there for you. God is there with you. You can call on his name. Say, Jesus, I can't bear this. Jesus, I can't take this. Jesus, come and help me. God is always faithful. You remember the time when we were giving birth, you thought we were going to die. You thought we were not going to make it through the pains. God was there even when we were not aware he was there. Otherwise, we would not have made it. Hallelujah. Had it not been because of God, had it not been because of the love of God, had it not been because of the grace of God, had it not been because of the mercy of God, you would not have made it. But he's always there. Oh, Paul, He's always there, my boy. He has promised you anything, and anything at all, God will fulfill it. I say God will fulfill it. Peace, God will fulfill it. He's a faithful God. He does not have to be. But you see, that's his nature. That's how love is. Because God is love. Oh, glory to God. James chapter 1 verse 17. Every good thing given and every perfect gift is from above. It comes down from the Father of lights, the creator and sustainer of the heavens, in whom there is no variation, no rising or setting, or shed or cast by his turning, for he is perfect and never changes. Can you see that? In whom there is no variation. God is always the same. He never changes. God doesn't have different faces. He's got the same face, the face of faithfulness, the face of steadfastness. With God, there's no rising or setting. God has got no ups and downs. God has got no rises and falls. Can you see that? God hasn't got. God hasn't got mood swings. God hasn't got emotional changes. God stays the same. In whom there is no rising, there is no setting. Or shed or cast by his turning, for he is perfect. God is perfect and he can be perfectly trusted. Why? Because God is perfectly faithful. Now, because he's perfectly faithful, God can be perfectly trusted because God never changes. God never changes. Hey, friends, you know when we go before God in prayer, do you know how many times we change the same prayer? Today we want, tomorrow we don't want. Another day we want again. Another day we're in between. But God is always the same. And I think sometimes we forget that we are actually dealing with a constant God. We are dealing with a consistent God. We are dealing with a faithful God. So when you are not sure, don't say anything. That's why the word of God says, God does not rejoice with the promises of a fool. Who is a fool? A fool is a person who promises today but come out of it tomorrow. A fool is a person who makes a promise and doesn't keep it. He says, no, you are human. Take your time before you make a promise before God. Why? Because you are dealing with a God who is constant. You are dealing with a God who is consistent. You are dealing with a God who is faithful. God never changes. He has no ups, he has no downs, he has no highs, he has no lows, he has no rises, he has no falls. No, he hasn't God. But we do. Our moods are like Cape Town weather. They change a million times in a day. But God is not like that, church. God is stable. And why is God like that? For our own sake. Oh, glory to God. Oh, my goodness. Today we say, I will never leave you. Tomorrow we say, I made a big mistake of my life. But yesterday we said, he would never leave me. But tomorrow we say, I made the biggest mistake of my life. My eyes are now opened. When I saw you, I was blind. But now I can see. I can see you, my friend. You're not the one I'm looking for. Glory to God. But here's the thing, church. God's eyes are always open. God sees everywhere. When he makes a determination, he means it. When God makes a promise, he means it. When the Spirit of the Lord came upon men and women to write what we have today as the Bible, hey, my friend, God was not making a mistake. No. He wasn't making a mistake. Hallelujah. If you read in Revelation, there's a tabernacle in heaven. In the tabernacle of heaven, one of the articles or items that are there is the Word of God. Why? That's why it says, your word, O Lord, is forever settled in heaven. There's a tabernacle in heaven. And one of the items that are there is the word of God, because it's unchanging word of God. And everything that is written in this book, it must be fulfilled. And the end of all things shall not come until everything written in this book is fulfilled. Why? Because God is faithful. Amen. God is faithful. Learn to be faithful with your word. Learn not to say things out of emotions. Learn to be faithful with your word. Learn not to make decisions when you are angry. Learn not to make decisions when you're excited. Learn not to make decisions when you're happy. Learn to make decisions. Learn to make decisions when you're stable. When you're stable. Oh, come on, church. Oh, hallelujah. Don't rush to take membership of a church because you're excited, because you like the band, because you like the pastor because he's dark, tall, and handsome. No. Or because you feel sorry for him because he can't speak properly. No. Don't feel sorry for him and make a decision. Hallelujah. Wait until you're stable. Wait until you're stable. When people make decisions and make promises when they are in the thick of things, in the heat of things. But you see, when that wanes off, that's when the problem starts. When that wanes off. Hallelujah. And learn not to make decisions and undertakings when you're under influence. Because when under influence, we are the most generous person in the world. When you're under influence, you are the most loving person in the world. When you're under influence, you are the most patient person in the world. When you're under influence, we are the most non-judgmental person in the world. When you're under influence, you are the most patient. Everything is just a smile. Even if they can clap with you, what are you doing? Because you're under influence. Hallelujah. But God comes under no influence. He comes under influence of nothing. God is always sober. I say God is always sober. He is the definition of sobriety. He's the definition of propriety. Glory to Jesus. On the other hand, the people that he made are a definition of notoriety. Our God that we serve. I love God. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I love God. How can you not love someone who will never leave you? Regardless. Regardless. Oh, come on, church. He is always faithful, church. He loves us. Regardless. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. I'm honest. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. God cannot turn back on his word. God cannot deny himself. God will never turn back on his word. God can never deny himself. God can never turn back on his word. God can never deny himself. The God who said he loves you yesterday, he loves you today, he loves you forever. And please remember he loved you when you were still a sinner. He loved me when I was still a sinner. God will not love you any more than he loved you when you were still a sinner. I say God will never love you any more than he loved you when you were still a sinner. I say God will never love you any more than he loved you when you were still a sinner. He's not going to love you more now because you are his child. No. God loves you perfectly. God's love is perfect. That means God's love is stable. There is nothing more, there's nothing less. He loves you perfectly. Habakkuk 3:17 and 18, Good News Bible. Now he says, Habakkuk 3:17, he says, even though the fig trees have no fruit and no grapes grow on the vines, even though the olive crop fails and the fields produce no grain, even though the sheep all die and the cattle stalls are empty, I will still be joyful and glad because the Lord God is my Savior. Can you see that? He says, although the regardless of the circumstances above. Why? Because situations and circumstances, they change all the time. Situations and circumstances, they come and they go. But the faithfulness of God is stable. The faithfulness of God is forever. God never changes. Now he says, regardless of circumstances, regardless of what is happening, whether I have or I don't have, whether I'm sick or I'm not sick, whether I am full or I am empty, whether I have abundance or I have nothing, it does not make any difference. I will still be joyful and be glad in God because I know that God is faithful. Amen. Oh, come on, church. Oh, come on, church. This is Habakkuk, the writer here. He's telling you, he says, regardless of the state that I may be in, regardless of the situation that I may be facing in life, I will still rejoice in the Lord. I'll still be joyful and be glad in my God because I know that my God is faithful. The happenings around, they don't change anything regarding the faithfulness of God. Amen. No. When some people are divorced, suddenly God becomes their enemy. Why didn't you stop it? Why didn't you stop it? God is faithful regardless. That's what the writer is trying to tell us. I say God is faithful regardless. I say God is faithful regardless. Oh, glory to Jesus. Because when people are in the valley, then God is unfaithful. But when they're on the mountaintop, then God is very faithful. This is December season. It's festive season. When people don't have money, they don't even go to church because God is unfaithful. But when they have money, my goodness, they are playing Dr. Toomey day and night. There's nothing like this. God is faithful, Brother Nat, despite the circumstances and situations. Oh, hallelujah. When you lose a loved one, it does not mean that God is any less faithful. When you lose your favorite pet, it does not mean that God is any less faithful. When you are going through a situation of repossession, it doesn't mean that God is any less faithful. When you are arrested and thrown into prison, it does not mean that God is any less faithful. Oh, hallelujah. That's what the writer is trying to impress upon us. Glory to God. Even when people we know, even when people around us, they seem to be doing well in life and we seem to be stuck in life, it does not mean that God is any less faithful towards you. No. Glory to God. Just because people are driving, and not just driving, but driving beautiful cars, and you've been struggling to get even an entry-level vehicle, it does not mean that God is any less faithful towards you. Come on, church. Just because you have to relocate from Midrand into Alexandra, it does not mean that God is any less faithful. No, church. No. God is always faithful. Regardless of circumstances, regardless of situations, it doesn't matter what we may be going through. It may be an earth-shattering experience. It doesn't matter. No. It doesn't change the faithfulness of God. It doesn't change the faithfulness of God. God is on the throne. We are on the earth. And the word of God says that heaven is his throne, but the earth is God's footstool. Now look how low we are right here. Nothing that can happen here can change the faithfulness of God. Nothing that can happen here can change the character of God. Nothing that can happen here can change the nature of God. Nothing that can happen here can change who God is. Nothing, nothing, nothing. So don't look at the things that are happening on this earth. No. Hallelujah. That's why Colossians chapter 3 says we must look above. We must focus on things above, not on things here. Because things here are not permanent. Because things here are not reliable. Because things here, you will not always have them. Because things here, you are predisposed to losing them. But focus above, on things above. Where no thief can enter there to steal. Where no moth can enter there to destroy. Things above. God is faithful, church. God is faithful. Even when you are not aware of it, God is faithful. God does not wait for you to say thank you, Jesus, before he can be faithful, because you've thanked him. He stays faithful all the time. He's our sustainer. He's our maker. He's our life giver. Psalms chapter number 37. It says, I am old now. I have lived a long time, but I've never seen good people abandoned by the Lord, or their children begging for bread or begging food. Can you see that? This is King David writing. He says, I was young once, and now I'm old. I've lived a very long time, but I've never seen good people, righteous people, godly people, a true believer being forsaken by God. And he says, not only that, but their loved ones or their children begging bread, their offspring begging food, begging in the street. He says, I've never seen that. Why is that, church? It's not because of our faithfulness. It's because of his faithfulness. His faithfulness. And because of our faith in the faithfulness of God. And because of our trust in the faithfulness of God. Now, here's the thing. Where can a person run away? Why would a person run away from God? Because God not only has interest in you, but even has interest in your loved ones. God is not just faithful to you, but he's also faithful to your offspring. He's also faithful to your children. David says, now I'm old and I lived a very long time, but I've never seen godly people forsaken by the Lord. Because God is faithful. Oh, hallelujah. Why? Because God has made a promise. God has made an undertaking that I will never leave you, that I will never forsake you. David says, God is true. I've lived a long time. I am yet to see a godly person. I am yet to see a believer in Jesus Christ. I am yet to see a righteous person forsaken by God, and their children running amok in want, not having anything. Says, I've never seen that. The faithfulness of God, church. The faithfulness of God. And I'm going to backtrack a bit again. It is having faith in the faithfulness of God. Believing that God is unchanging, and I am not like that. So even if my emotions change, even if my thoughts change, even if my ideas change, God does not change. So I have faith in the faithfulness of God. I have faith in the goodness of God. I have faith in the love of God. I have faith in the compassion of God. I have faith in the mercy of God. That's the essence of true faith. That's the essence of true faith. Believing in the faithfulness of God. Believing in his goodness, in his love, in his compassion. Believing in his mercy. God will never leave me. God will never forget me. God will never forsake me. Even though your thoughts may suggest otherwise. Even though your thoughts may be telling you something different. But you see, praise God that your thoughts are not the word of God. Praise God that your thoughts are not God's promises. Imagine if our thoughts were God's promises, where would we be today? We'd all maybe be languishing in hell by now. But God is stable. I say God is stable. Even when you don't feel like it, even when you don't believe it, God is always faithful. God is stable. God is unchanging. What causes people to fall from faith, to fall from having faith in God? Because they do not believe the faithfulness of God. They somehow believe that what God has said, what God has promised, what the word of God has said, they somehow believe that it might not come to pass. They really somehow believe that. Hallelujah. The word of God says, by the stripes of Jesus Christ we were healed. How many people really believe that? And yet it says, God determining more abundantly to show the immutability of his counsel. And he did it through the word. God determining more abundantly to demonstrate, to show to us, to reveal to us the unchangeableness of his word. By the stripes of Jesus Christ we're healed. I say, by the stripes of Jesus Christ we're healed. Oh my goodness, believe it. It comes from a faithful God. And his word is forever settled in heaven. It comes from a faithful God. Believe it. It can be changed. Oh, glory to Jesus. Amen. Says the Holy Spirit who is in us, he will give life to our mortal bodies. Oh my goodness. That's why a cancer diagnosis cannot shake a believer. An HIV diagnosis cannot shake a believer. Oh my goodness, a tumor in the brain can shake a believer. Because the Spirit of God in us, he gives life to our mortal bodies. And that word cannot be changed. I say that word cannot be changed. God is faithful. God is faithful. Oh my goodness. God is faithful, church. God is faithful. Stop having faith and trust in people. They are always going to disappoint you. They're always going to disappoint you 100% of the time. Before you can even begin to have faith in somebody, first have an unshakable faith in God. I said, before you can begin to have faith in somebody, first and foremost, have an unshakable faith in God. Unshakable faith in God. Glory to Jesus. The word of God says, cursed is the person whose trust is in the arm of the flesh. Cursed is that person. Cursed is that person. Doomed is that person. Because truly, destruction and doom is coming upon you. Because the person in whom you have trust, they are going to turn against you. Because they are not perfect. Amen. They are not perfect human beings. Oh, hallelujah. That's what David is saying. Glory to God. Now he says, I'm old now and I have lived a long time, but I've never seen good people abandoned by the Lord or their children begging for bread. At all times, I love that verse 26. It says, at all times, the good people, the godly people, the righteous people, the believers in Jesus Christ, at all times, they give freely and they lend to others and their children are a blessing. Oh my goodness, I am a Christian and my children are a blessing. I'm a Christian. That's all it takes. I don't have to do anything. I'm a believer. And my children are a blessing. Hey, listen to me. Even if you can have a child who is wayward, even if you can have a child who's disobedient, even if you have a child who does not listen, hey, my friend, it's only a matter of time because God has said your children are a blessing. Oh, glory to God. Just believe in the faithfulness of God. I say, just believe in the faithfulness of God. Now, when you believe in the faithfulness of God, you will not begin to label otherwise what God has called a blessing. Don't you see that? If you really believe in the faithfulness of God, you will not begin to label otherwise what God has called a blessing. Oh my goodness. Nudge your friend. Are you hearing what the pastor is saying? If you believe in the faithfulness of God, God says your children are a blessing. Now you will not begin to call your children something that God has not called them. Even though they are doing wrong. Oh, hallelujah. Even though they are doing wrong, but you will not begin to call them what God hasn't called them. Glory to Jesus. Put it up for me in the TLB. Psalms 37, 25 and 26. Is it there? Just for a good measure. It says, I've been young and now I am old. And in all my years, I have never seen the Lord forsake a man who loves him. Come on, clap hands for Jesus. Ah, come on, clap hands for Jesus. It says, I've never seen the Lord forsake a man who loves him. A woman who loves him. Do you love God? He will never forsake you. He will never leave you. David says, I've never seen it. I've never seen it. I've never seen it. Anyone forsaken by the Lord? Nor have seen the children, yes? Nor have seen the children quickly. That's why I don't like this thing. Nor have seen the children of the godly go hungry. says, no way, no way. Eye hasn't seen, ear hasn't heard, the heart hasn't perceived the things that God has prepared, the things that are in the storehouse of God, the things that are in the warehouse of heaven. Oh my goodness, the things that are in the production factory of heaven for those who love God. Hey, baton. For those who love God, church. There's a mass production of all good things in heaven. That's why the Bible says every good and every perfect gift, there's a mass production up there of everything good. Amen. And it says, eye hasn't seen, ear hasn't heard, it hasn't, oh my goodness, the heart of man hasn't perceived the things, my daughter, that God has prepared for you, not just in this lifetime, but in eternity. Eternity! Glory to God. Hey, in eternity, we are all landlords. There's no tenant in eternity. No one is a tenant in eternity. No one is a servant. If you are working for somebody, hey, do the best you can now. There's no servant in eternity. In eternity, there are no employees. In eternity, there are only bosses. In eternity, we are all playing golf. In eternity, we are all on holidays. Glory to Jesus. In eternity, all of us rejoice joy. The things that God has promised. These are the things, my daughter, that you grab in the word. These are the things that make a believer unique. We've got a lot of common believers. These are stuff that make a believer uncommon, totally uncommon. When people see you, you are always smiling and laughing 24/7. You never have any heaviness of any sort, of any kind. Why? You've made yourself uncommon by sticking to the word of God. You've made yourself uncommon. This world is full of common believers. Few believers are uncommon. Hallelujah. Because how can I have heaviness when I begin to meditate on the goodness of the Lord? How can I have heaviness when I begin to meditate on the things that God has promised me? How can I, oh my goodness, how can I be depressed when I begin to think about the things that God is saying? These things have been prepared for me. Psalms chapter 20, verse 7, Amplified Version. It says, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but will remember and trust in the name of the Lord our God. Some trust in the hand of man, some trust in man's power, in man's ability. But we trust in God, we trust in the name of the Lord, because God is faithful. Because man's power can fail you, man's ability can fail you, man's resourcefulness can fail you, but the faithfulness of God will fail nobody. We always trust in the name of our Lord, and we also understand that God is not unjust to forget any work or labor of love that we have done toward his name. God is faithful. He said, I will never leave you. He said, I will never forsake you. I will always be with you. Hey, my people of God, there's something called providence. God even makes provision ahead of time for you. That's how faithful he is. He even makes provision ahead of time. It's called providence. Because he's faithful. God is love. Glory to God. If you are passing through a dry patch, be faithful. And have faith in the faithfulness of your God. It will not always be like that. Because with God, there are no highs, there are no lows. With God, there are no ups, there are no downs. With God, there are no rises, there are no falls. God is always the same. With God, there are no variations. Always the same. It's always the same. This is the God we serve. This is a God who has loved us. This is a God who has called us to his kingdom of love. I say, this is a God who has called us to his kingdom of love. I say, kingdom of love. Love changes not. Love is stable. Love is always the same. Love is kind. Love is patient. Love bears all things. Love endures all things. Love bears up under everything. Love bears up under everything. No matter what it is, love cannot fail. God is love. Clap hands for Him.
Were you inspired by this message? Well, you can always join us at Unit 5B, London Lane, Selby, Johannesburg, for our Sunday services at 9 a.m. Wednesday prayer services at 7 p.m. For further inquiries, contact us on 011-028-4981. Like us on Facebook at Kingdom of Sons Ministries. Catch us on Twitter at KOSM_world. Follow us on Instagram at KOSM_world. Also, to see more faith-building content, download our app on Google Play or iTunes by searching for Kingdom of Sons Ministries. Till we meet again, God bless you.